Welcome back to Matt Flynn, Director on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines in order. We'll get to everybody. Stay on the line. Randy in Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Randy?
Good morning, Matt. I was a Marine. There are 10 Marines that should have been going home in the next few weeks and are not. And and of course, I believe three or four other casualties from yesterday. And I don't have answers to, what's going on. I'm kind of amazed that we're going on 2 weeks now with that chaos at the airport and in Kabul. And like I say, I don't have the answers, but I really do want to see us do something that honors the memory of those that have had to die just in the evacuation. Now, you've also talked about that the orangutan that used to be in the White House, and those were kind of almost comic moments some of the big Taliban hotshots generals, because he was obviously trying to follow the Obama's pattern. Right. He did not have Osama bin Laden's head to put up on the wall. I know that in at least one of the cases, they had to bring the military into the White House Situation Room. I believe it's the one in the White House where the generals were sitting there, and they said they were there just so people could photograph them, just like they had with Obama. So it is just,
you're making a good point. I mean, here's the deal. The two people he killed were Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, who was an ISIS head. He should have been killed. Absolutely should have been killed. And the other was Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian, and he should have been killed too. So that was great. We're not competing for ratings on The Apprentice. You see what I'm saying? Yes, Osama bin Laden was killed under the Obama administration. Obama didn't pull the trigger. A guy named O'Neill on SEAL Team 6 pulled the trigger. And Trump didn't. But so what? I mean, the point of the matter is we're all Americans. What I take issue with Trump is that he shoots his mouth off trying to belittle what Osama bin Laden did. Are you kidding me? It's 9/11. We should have retaliated a lot more than we did. Randy, thanks a lot for calling in. Right on the money. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Well, after listening to Randy, he had a lot to say, awful lot to say. And if I understood him, I think he was an ex-Marine, correct?
Yeah, I'm not sure, Randy. Well, he calls in again. He can tell us if he was a Marine. But the point is that the point Randy was making and the other guys are making is this. Look, Trump tried to emulate the Osama bin Laden thing. There's that picture where we're all watching the SEALs land and all that in real time. So he reprised that for Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, and he may have reprised it, I'm not sure, for Qasem Soleimani as sort of as a photo op. The guy is all about ratings. The guy's all about ratings. There's no substance there, Bill, right? I mean, there's no substance to Donald Trump.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
The Fox and the far right is trying to capitalize on this disaster in Afghanistan. And you know what? They couldn't capitalize on the 500,000 that Trump let die because of lack of leadership. They couldn't capitalize on how they won went against every American agency we had, FBI, CIA, Pentagon. He talked them all down. He belittled them, each and every one of them. They don't like our education. They don't like our medicine. They don't like our elections. They don't like anything, really, about the American way if it's democratic. They can't stand it. I think we have to isolate them. I think we have to do, maybe you had mentioned before, there are some people on the right that still have their head in the game. They still know, you know, how to work it. I would even, we need a coalition with those people because we got to squeeze out the crazies. The crazies are losing it. And I don't mean just mentally. I mean, they're losing popularity. If you look at the polls, they are becoming less and less and less. They keep saying they're more and more and more. No, there's less people today that want to Trump around than when he was in office. There's a lot less, and it's getting less and less and less. My friends who are on the far right, I constantly bring up facts, and then they just throw up their hands, smile, and move on. They can't compete. You can't beat these people only one way, and the only one way is to ostracize them, you know, cut down on their ranks, support the good Republicans, have the good Republicans on maybe your show. Let's go talk to them. Let's say, hey, we support you. We don't always agree with you. I would rather vote for a good Republican than a Democrat that would allow maybe the far right to gain hold. I would support some of the Republicans if they're in common sense. I used to be a Republican. I used to be for many, most of my life. And then the wheels came off. So again, thanks for letting me get my.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. As always, right to the money. Yeah, listen, let me pick up on what you just said. First of all, Donald Trump, remember something. He attacked the CIA and the FBI. He did not attack the KGB. Never criticized the KGB. Ron Johnson criticized the FBI and the CIA, said he didn't trust them. Never criticized the KGB. Ron Johnson never criticized Putin. Donald Trump never criticized Putin. Putin assassinated a man in London and one in Berlin. Trump said, you know, he didn't know that that really happened. The Republican Party used to be stand tall against the Soviet Union, stand tall against communism. It doesn't anymore. It does not anymore. It doesn't stand tall against jihad, against the Taliban. It recognized them. This Republican Party is not the party that people remember. And there are Republicans. There are people like Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, Mitt Romney. And you say, I'd love to have somebody call on the show. And occasionally somebody who is a Republican calls on the show and they're treated with great respect. And I'm going to agree with some of the ideas and not agree with others. This show is open to everybody. You try calling a right-wing show, they'll cut you off. First of all, you won't get through. And then if you do get through, they'll insult you and cut you off in 10 seconds. I don't cut anybody off. I listen to them because there's a lot of history to discuss. But you're right. And I think that, you know, there are crazies in the QAnon right that are taking over the Republican Party. There are people on the left of the Democratic Party, the Islamo left, that I'm not going to have anything to do with. People are entitled to call in. They know my views. But the country right now is badly divided, but let me leave you with one thing. If you think it's badly divided now, go back to 1860. All right? Abraham Lincoln's elected. You want division? That was division. This is a piece of cake compared to that. We're going to cut through this just fine. Just fine. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. A lot of great call-ins. Have a good weekend. Matt Flynn Direct will be back on Monday, same time, same place. You have great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Domin Crute, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, my friend. Great show. Great evening program. Great weekend programming. Thinking Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Box Mike. Great programming. Matt Flynn Direct back Monday, same time, same place. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for now. It's times like these you give and give again. It's times like these you learn to love again. It's times like these time and time again.